Jessica Alba, Lusts After Naked Men, 12th of July, 2007. This is Reverend Dissimulator for UNnews. Hollywood, California. Actress Jessica Alba, by all accounts, lives a sheltered life. The Hollywood star, best known for her topless scene as the Invisible Woman in the Fantastic Four film, complains, quote, "I have never seen more than a bare man's bare chest. Well, a couple of arms and legs, and a face," unquote. What she wants to see in particular, she said, is the penis. She told UNnews reporter Lotta Lies, quote, "I'm tired of relying on black and white photos of dildos. I want to see the real deal, the male member itself, preferably in all its glory," unquote. She thinks it is unfair that magazines like Playboy and Hustler show completely nude women while Cosmo and Elle show more boob than male booty. She added, quote, "I mean, sure, I like girls, but I'm not a lesbian. I'm like a little all beef, I like a little all beef wiener in my diet, if you catch my drift," unquote. Although, hypocritically, Alba refuses to bear all, unless she can do so while she's invisible. She says she loves to see her co-stars in their birthday suits. She argued, quote, "Men are chicken, though. They show a little nipple and some bare buns, but they won't let it all hang out," unquote. In the next installment, the Fantastic Four, she hopes all three of her male co-stars will doff their trunks and their boots and leotards. She said, quote, "My brother Johnny should look hot, after all, in his alter ego, he's the Human Torch. And the thing should look macho for sure. Best of all, though, would be my husband's manhood. Reed Richards' ability to stretch any part of his anatomy could really make him Mr. Fantastic on a second honeymoon between him and my character, Sue." Unquote. A fan of the comic book and movie series about the four superheroes, Nathan Glitch, said, quote, "I agree as long as Jessica joining them remains visible while nude," unquote. But Alba admitted, quote, "That's not happening. I'm such a tease," unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.